You're listening to the Delta Godcast, a devotional and conversational podcast for Christian youth.
Hello, Delta High C. My name is Francis, and I'm one of the leaders at Delta High C Ministry. I hope and pray all of you are persevering this time with the help of our gracious Lord. Today, my devotion is on John chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Please pause this podcast and open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. In this passage, Jesus is talking to his 11 disciples, and this is the last of Jesus' 7 I am sayings in this gospel. This scene takes place after Judas had gone out to bring the soldiers and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees in order to arrest Jesus. Jesus was about to get arrested to be crucified and die on the cross for our sins. Jesus addresses himself as a true vine, the Heavenly Father as a gardener of the vineyard, and us as the branches that must remain connected to the vine. This passage is very interesting because it's showing us how we can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the true vine, Heavenly Father, the gardener of the vineyard, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, who is talked about in the previous chapter. In this devotion, we're going to focus on the important role of our Heavenly Father, the gardener of the vineyard. Please check out my previous podcast to learn about the important role of Jesus Christ, the true vine. Verse 2 says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. We see here how our Heavenly Father takes away the dead branches that bear no fruit, while he cleans the branches that bear fruit to produce more fruit. Don't you think this is a great thing for us as the branches? Can you imagine what would happen if the gardener doesn't take care of his vineyard? I can imagine all the branches will be tangled up and hurting their own fruit. It will be a complete mess. In a similar way, God's discipline is always good for us. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 10 to 11, it says, God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces harvests of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Heisi, is there anything you think God is disciplining you on today? Are there any sins in your life you think you need to stop committing? Does your heart desire what God desires? Are you making a good use of your time, setting time aside for the Lord? Do you think you're using your resources and talents for the Lord? Are you spending time in fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ? Verse 6 shows us what is going to happen to the dead branches that God took away in verse 2. Verse 6 says, If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. This is referring to unbelievers who do not have personal faith in Jesus Christ and their eternal judgment in hell. We must remain in Jesus Christ. After listening to this verse, wouldn't you want to? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we often treat your warnings and disciplines for us as useless. Please forgive us. Thank you for sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can have a personal relationship with Christ, to be forgiven of our sins and to save us from the power of sin and the penalty of our sins, which is eternal death. Please help us to desire you, trust you, and remain in Jesus Christ. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. The Lord be with you in everything you do for the glory of God.